Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Oh, is it that time? Is it Andrew Painter watch time? He pitched last night.
Is that
night.
A song?
That's
a song? Or you just want
it should be.
I kind of like that.
What if he came out to that entire thing? Like that entire intro is how he came
Bob
out.
Bob Ross?
Yeah.
I kind of like that. I kind of like that for him. I thought it was his song.
Well, it should be now.
I did bring up last time, though, that the name of the song is not conducive to great pitching because it's called Walk.
Yeah. We can't have that.
Yeah.
There was a pitcher named Bob Walk once. Didn't leave you pitching the World Series. All right, Andrew Painter, he had his second start last night in AAA. 5 innings, 5 hits, 3 strikeouts, 2 runs. I would say more of an average start. Nothing special, but he built himself up 71 pitches.
Who was the prospect he went against? Who did he play against the Mets farm team? Was it the Mets farm team?
I believe it was.
Or the Yankees.
No, it was the Mets. The Syracuse Mets, yes.
Yeah, and who was their fifth their number five prospect, the hitter he was going against?
Oh, I didn't realize he went against batter.
Because they were I can't remember his batter's name. But they were talking about that.
So here's what's interesting to me about this. Because again, if you look at some of his other games, he's been more dominant. He was all right, 5 innings, couple runs. But he got up to 71 pitches. Like we're starting to build 5 innings, 71 pitches. What is an average back of the rotation guy go in Major League Baseball? Like 90 pitches, 5 innings? I mean, if the conversation is how quickly can he build himself up to being ready, I don't think he's that far away.
Yeah, it feels like it. It feels like that's the case. Might be right on time, too.
Well, Aaron Nola better wake up, or somebody might wake up, because Andrew Painter is on his way. We'll find out how many more times they let him pitch at AAA. We're also getting to the point, I would say another 3 weeks to a month, if he's dominating, why are we wasting innings down at AAA? If he only has 100 or whatever in his arm the whole season, or 120, I don't know what the number is. I can't waste that many more down at AAA. So we'll keep an eye on it. But 71 pitches last night through 5 innings for Andrew Painter in his second AAA start. All right, coming up in a few minutes, we will let you hear a couple of clips from the now infamous Scott Fransky interview, which I did basically ankle deep in the Schuylkill, and Hugh was running away.
Yep, some are calling this the great midday show flood of 2025.
And we survived it. We're all here. We made it.
And since we're doing this in lieu of you people, because it's like basically an entirely different show now.
Yeah, totally.
Since that incident, I do just want to share a few of the funnier comments. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, Hugh said, women and children, my ass.
He ran. He's out.
No, I'd have just been on the same boat with the women and the kids. I'd have been there.
Yeah, sure you would, buddy.
Bumping out a woman and child to make it on.
I wouldn't have bumped them out, but I'd have been like, Herbie, you better Herbie get your ass on that raft.
And then one I did not appreciate, company man Kyle made sure to take the equipment away instead of taking my phone out and filming.
Well, I mean,
he wanted to see the carnage, or they wanted to see the carnage.
Stuff's expensive, man.
Yeah, we needed the equipment.
I will gladly be a company.
By the way, I'm not going to name names, but there were quite a few of people from WIP in different roles right there. There were salespeople. Yep. Kyle was there, Hugh, myself. There was, I don't know, maybe 8 of us.
Yeah.
You really, you learn about people in tough moments. Some people run.
What, that I was the only damn one wrapping up the equipment?
Yeah, you did your job. I tried to do my job. I'm just saying, and you just, some people freak out. Some people are calm. I mean, you learn.
I know what my role is. No, I'm leaving.
Yeah, bailed.
You didn't quite freak out as much as you just made a very, very strong business decision that you were out.
I was out because, first of all, I ain't want my Jays to get wet.
I know, you're Jays.
And then it's like, dog,
Jays here, everybody else here.
Your Jays were cooked. I saw
them,
dude.
It was flood. I had to say, I'm going to take them off when I get home and dry them out because we ain't going to go out like that.
I'm wearing shoes that have a hole in the front. My feet are so wet, man.
I'd have brought some galoshes. I'd at least brought, like, that was bad.
You say if we know, we wouldn't have done the outing. I mean, that was
the heavens just opened up and it was just, just got different. It got different quick.
During the breaks, he was like, that river's rising.
Yeah.
No, like, it's not rising.
He let everyone know and we told him that he was a baby.
Pop. I'm like, dog, y'all don't see that? Because they had the little orange pontoon thing and they're floating.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, that thing ain't rising. It's like, oh, that's just the runoff.
I mean, well, it was the runoff.
Then all the meteorologists and everybody talking about, oh, that's just the runoff from the river. And that's the face. I'm glad the people usually, oh, that's just the runoff from the river. You're worried about the wrong thing. Okay.
All right, we get it. You got one right. We get it.
I got a few of them right.
You got one right. Big V and Mount Laura. What's up, Big V?
I can't take it. Oh, my God. You.
What?
Yeah, we got a new name for you. I tried to told you Douglas.
I tried to tell him. Yep. They ain't want to hear me.
He did.
Oh, he said, the river is rising.
The show must go on, Big V.
Big V, and make it so bad. I said it on the air. I kept saying it because I'm looking at Joe. Joe just sitting there. Joe, you know what I found out about Joe? You remember that? You know that meme with the dogs in the room and the place is on fire? And he's talking about, I'm fine.
This is fine.
That's Joe.
Yeah, this is fine.
I was very dismissive. See,
people, you know, I hope people believe me now. Because people, you know, people always say that I get very emotional and I'm pessimistic. And I say, in real life, I'm not like that.
You were very steady.
In real life, I'm fine. It comes to the Eagles schedule, I'm sweating bullets over here.
It took me going, dude, we have to get out of here now.
You don't understand, Big V. I'm sitting over there panicking. Kyle is starting to panic. Joe is a cool as a cucumber.
He was just sitting there doing an interview with Scott. And I'm like, Joe, we're getting off the air. We're leaving.
I didn't believe him when he said we're going to break. I was like, now? Really? We got 10 minutes left in this segment.
Joe reminds me of the white guy in a horror movie. Goes, oh, a nice floating. Well, that's peculiar.
That's right. Nothing to worry about. Don't you worry. Meanwhile, you running for the heavens. He's trying not to
turn around. He was gone.
He was gone.
A guy with a hockey mask and a chainsaw. What are we going to do? Joe's like, hey, let's see if he wants to play.
No reason to worry, Big V. It was only a flood. All right, Big V, what are you thinking today?
Okay. First of all, I'm not worried about the Eagles schedule because you guys already said it. It's the player's job to be ready for the season. Now, we're already the champions of the NFL right now. So you know that everybody wants to be the man, and to be the man, they got to beat the man. So if we don't want to get beat, the players on their offseason were preparing. The coaches, preparing. These rookies that they got, preparing. I'm not worried about the schedule because the Eagles, they've proven that they can prepare the team for the opponent that they're facing. And even though we've had some not-so-pretty wins, we still have wins. Now, Hugh, really? 3-1?
1-3, first four. 1-3, he's got him at.
1-3.
Okay. I mean, yeah, you're entitled to your opinion, but if you want to die on that hill, if we're not 1-3, why don't you paint your beard green?
Wait a minute, Big V. How about this? Tell me why they're going to go 3-1. And I don't want to hear about no hopes and maybes. Tell me why you think they're going to go 3-1.
Well, first of all, I didn't say they were going to go 3-1.
No, I'm just saying, but you're 2-2. Whatever's better than what I had, 1-3. Make a case for them to go 2-2.
Preparation, timing, and execution.
Oh, but isn't all the teams preparing?
Yeah, that dog ain't hunting, Big V.
It's not hunting because I'm challenging you. But if it was
I love this. Only the Eagles are trying. The Eagles are preparing. Everybody else is showing up to the games.
This is why I love Philadelphia, because it nothing we talk about does have to be based in logic. It's just like, hey, this is what I'm saying.
Because he's challenging you.
Yeah. If things were based in logic, WIP would not exist. We all know that.
I appreciate that, Big V.
I'm not a fatalist. I'm not sitting up there saying that, everybody's playing golf with President Trump and, smoking cigars and, having champagne. So I'm saying that, some people are going to be ready. So it could be a little better than 1-3. It could be 2-2.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
I think 2-2 is a very possible
feasible
outcome.
It's feasible, but it's also feasible, Big V, that they could go 1-3. You know, when you talk about it like that, none of us know. And it's I think when you look at the schedules, we all have our formulas for getting to where we get to.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm wrong, but I can also see a scenario where that might happen. 1-3 might happen, and then they go on a run. Because after that, they don't lose a game until December.
Well, on your schedule.
Yeah, on my schedule.
Well, October is lighter. I mean, whatever happens in September, they should be able to play well in October. We appreciate the call, Big V. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Are you worried about how hard the Eagles' schedule is? No, at 79%. So a lot of Super Bowl syndrome out there coping.
You know, if I had time, I would have put, are you worried about the midday show?
Yeah.
The flood is rolling in.
That one, I would have voted yes after my feet got wet. All right, is Hugh Douglas actually an Eagles great? 69% say yes. 31% voting against Hugh as an Eagles great today. I voted yes, Hugh. I gave you the yes on that. You're in the Eagles Hall of Fame. I believe Kyle voted no. We all know what happened this morning with the camera. I mean, just mocking the idea of you in the Eagles Hall of Fame. Could have been because he lost Beat the Hammer. Could have been because you said he looks pregnant. I mean I'm not.
I'm voting on the latter.
See, you had this one coming.
I had it coming. Yeah. I'm not mad at him, man. And I'm not even mad at the 39% or whatever.
31.
They'd be okay. I mean, it's their opinion. I respect their opinion.
But you are in the Eagles Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I am.
I mean,
I am in the Black College Hall of Fame, too. So, there's that.
You're in multiple Hall of Fames.
Yeah.
Any other Hall of Fames we don't know about?
No.
Here's the question. Will Hugh Douglas one day be in the Radio Hall of Fame? The WIP Hall of Fame?
Who will go in before me or Joe the camera? Because I think my hot take about the defensive
luxury. Your famous take?
My famous. Joe
it's
DeCamera
on AI.
Have one.
Does Joe the camera have a famous take? What's Joe's most famous take?
Ask me in December about the Eagles record last year.
I don't know what Joe's most famous take is, but certainly, Hugh, you haven't, if you're talking about AI, not Allen Iverson, artificial intelligence picked up your take more than any.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Will, and then I think we're going to hear a little bit from the interview we did with Scott Fransky, which was happening literally as the Schuylkill was flooding onto our set. Will in Jenkintown. Hey, Will.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for making it. Well, what's up?
First off, I want to always say, go Birds.
Go Birds.
First and foremost, right?
Yes.
This season, I'm really not too worried about it. I mean, I know we're playing some good teams, but, you know, come on. We're the best team. We're going to play good teams. Everybody's looking at us. So, you're going to have to handle that pressure. You want to be the champs. You want to hold the belt. You're going to have to handle it. I'm not too worried about it. I think Washington might give us some trouble, might give us a loss. Dallas, I have friends that are saying, oh, Dallas is going to beat us at least once. I don't know where they get that. Dallas isn't beating us once. They're lucky they're on the same field as us.
Well, typically, I just usually say, and I think most of us do, they're going to split with Dallas because that's what happened most. What's happened most years. I think you could be right this year. Well, when we went through it yesterday, I gave them wins in both Cowboys games. I think the Cowboys could be a 6-7 win team. I know they're usually way better than that with Dak, but that coach they hired is the least inspiring coaching hire in 15 years in the NFL. They could really stink.
Yep. They don't have it in them this year. They're going to be the same. And honestly, last year for Dak to say we were this close to the Eagles, you have got to be kidding. There's nothing even resembles close to us. But another reason why I'm really happy you guys took my call, I just want to let you guys know. I called last night on my way here just today at 3:28 in the morning. Welcome my beautiful baby daughter into the world.
Hey!
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah,
me and my girlfriend Rachel had our daughter, Ivy Rose Herman Hay, soon to be the newest Eagles fan. And just so excited, and I just want to tell you and the world I love her so much, and just happy to just so happy right now.
We're happy for you,
man. That's a beautiful feeling.
Thanks. Congratulations, Will. Enjoy, you got it, man. Enjoy every moment. That's awesome stuff right there, Will. Good stuff, and hope you have a great weekend with your. With your brand new daughter, all right, can we?
You don't get no sleep though, dog.
No, that's out for a while.
It's a wrap.
That's out.
It's all funny game until that poop starts smelling.
Yeah, which it will.
Kyle, you don't have little Mm-mm. Kyle yet, but the first couple poops that they do is like really cute because it don't smell like nothing.
Well, because they haven't eaten.
They really haven't eaten it, but boy, when them things start to get. You know,
it changes.
It changes drastically.
All right.
Yeah, it's gonna get real quick. Yeah.
Enjoy fatherhood. And by the way,
the poop smell. Wait till it starts stinking.
Yeah, that's not fun. But everything else is great. All right. Before we play this for you, so we're gonna play a couple of clips from the Scott Fransky interview during the great flood of the midday flood of 2025. But
the midday flood.
We got some news. Bryce Stott's gonna be on the afternoon show today.
2:15, I believe.
2:15. I believe that was the final question I had to Scott was something about Bryce Stott. And at that point, I kind of blacked out because I realized the fear in everyone else's eyes, and I realized we were probably had to wrap this thing up. All right, but Kyle has pulled some of the audio. Here's how it sounded when we conducted an interview during a flood.
I think what you also see is that he's growing and learning better how to use it.
Can hear that rain.
When to use it, who to use it against, how to couple it with the other pitches that he has. I think I loved the move at the time, and there's no reason not to love it even more every time you see him go to the mound.
Scott Fransky with us here, a Fransky Friday, as we are at the Stotesbury Cup Regatta here on this Friday. Phillies open a series tonight against the Pirates. Hugh, you're going to be all right.
No, I'm not.
Hugh's worried.
No, Scott.
Full disclosure, Scott, the area we're in has begun to flood.
Scott,
so I think
it just got real. It just got real. It just got really real.
We also found out, Scott, it real life Titanic, I go down with the ship and Hugh gets in the lifeboat.
Hey, listen.
I sat there talking to Hugh and Hugh started walking away.
Hey, Scott, I just want to say, they think I'm crazy. They're going to start listening to me at some point. They're going to start listening at some point. I told them this could happen.
As long as the afternoon show is ready to go a little bit earlier, if you guys have to clear out.
they better get ready because we're about to start swimming in about 2 seconds.
I think we're going to be okay. I think we're going to be all right.
You were wrong.
I was. That was a lie.
Well, I'm going down with the ship, Hugh. We got a show to do. All right, Scott. Tonight the Pirates come in, and then next week a trip to Colorado and Oakland, an A's team that is a little more, I guess,
put on a brave face,
competitive than they have been in years past. But, Scott, this feels like a part of the schedule where – they should play well and hopefully rack up some wins here. I mean, Pirates and Rockies the next 7 games. This feels like an opportunity here to get some wins.
It does feel like an opportunity. I mean, sometimes that can be a little bit scary, right? If everybody thinks you're, you know, when you're supposed to win.
They're about to get bad, though.
And I don't think the players take any of that for granted. I mean, I do think the players tend to believe that, the next game on the schedule is the hardest game they got. So hopefully they keep that mindset and not take anything for granted here because, again, you know, if you let one slip away the first couple of days and you're staring at somebody like Paul Skeens on Sunday, he's obviously got the ability to shut anybody down. So, I don't think it's a situation where you take anything for granted, but it does feel like a part of the schedule where they could maybe make some hay.
All right, in retro, a couple things. One, early in the clip, you hear Hugh just say Jesus, right?
I think he said we're about to meet Jesus.
I said that, and I kept saying Mayday. I didn't want to say abort because, you know, abort. I just want to say abandon ship or something.
I'm trying to give you
social cues.
I know. You know how coaches always said they got to watch the film before they have an opinion? In retrospect, now hearing the audio, I should have bailed before the Pirates question. I probably should have got
you
us out
of there. Going for another 2 minutes?
No, and I'm looking at more. I'm just looking at Joe. I'm looking at him, and I'm like,
it's so loud, the rain.
Yes, and I'm like, Joe is completely oblivious to what's happening.
I wasn't fully oblivious. I just thought you were being a baby. I mean, if I'm being honest.
I was not being a baby. The rain was hard. Like, my mic kept clipping. It was clipping in and out a little bit. I'm like, dog, we about to die. Because one of us about to get electrocuted.
The rain reminds me of Hugh cooking bacon on the air.
It was loud like that, It was loud.
That was Noah's Ark kind of stuff right there. It was coming down.
I felt bad now because the dude was trying to give me that sandwich. I should have got that sandwich. Yeah,
you're hungry, aren't you?
Yeah. You know, the tension's just like building in the clip. Like if you know what's happening now, you can just hear it start to get awkward. It gets even better though because Scott, I think, starts to really notice Hugh freaking out. Mm-hmm. So do you want to hear the rest?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Scott, I'm curious in your estimation how you think the Phillies.
It's okay.
Scott, it's not okay. Scott. Hey, my partner's been a real trooper about this. Me, not so much. It's getting bad.
Not okay.
Scott, it's getting bad, bro. It's getting bad.
Scott, it's going to be all right. Hugh, it's going to be all right. Scott, let's end with this, and then we might have to put the life preservers
on. Yeah, maybe I went too far.
I'm curious, from your perspective, how do you think the Phillies evaluate
all right.
Scott.
Can you stop for a second? So I have a strong recollection of this exact moment. This is when everyone there is telling me we got to go.
No.
Because I kind of stumbled through my words because Kyle's like, you really got to break. And I was like, in the middle of a question here. But this is when I realized we're in some trouble.
You're like, no, I got to ask about the Pirates. Yeah. It's okay.
And I'm looking at Joe and I'm like, dog, what are you doing?
Like, what are you doing?
And there's nothing to see here, people. Hey, nothing but a fire. Ain't nothing going
on. Let's finish it
out
as the flood comes in.
About it, it's been overall good, and I think we like the lineup like this. But his numbers have calmed down a little bit. Is it, you know, OPS just a little over 700? But I know he's leading baseball, or at least the National League, in pitches seen per plate appearance. Scott, how much do you think it's going to matter to keep this going if he's producing a lot, or is it just the way he approaches an at-bat? Is that what they want out of the leadoff spot?
It's a great question. It really is, and I think it's something they still will continue to look at. I think the thing you get into is if he doesn't hit where does he hit? How do you line it up? Do you have Turner lead off every day? You know, do you go Turner, Harper, Schwarber, 1-2-3 every day, regardless, lefty or righty? I tend to think that at least against righties, there's still some more leash.
Are you giggling
for Bryson? Because you're right.
Yes,
nervous.
I'm laughing at you.
Not the best.
Because you was gonna get that question.
You know, but in terms of a leadoff man, you look at his at bats and you say, "Wow, that's a leadoff guy, right?" He grinds out at bats. Everybody sees a lot of pitches.
Everyone's freaking out.
You hear the murmur in the background of people running
really
away.
Good, really productive for the lineup as a whole. But
they're going to need
him to get on base a little bit more. And when he does get on base, I think that what they really love is the dynamic of having Stott and Turner at the top with speed on the bases. I mean, that can make such a big difference with the two, you know, the two big guys.
As the Thunder.
I don't know that anything in that regard is etched in stone. I really think that there's still some things to consider and things to keep watching there. And, you know, keep your
that
mind
thunder
open.
Was,
yeah, that was loud.
If you feel like they're warranted.
Scott. Really appreciate it. As always, we'll be listening tonight this whole weekend against the Pirates. Scott, we're going to put the life preservers on, so we'll talk to you next Friday, all right?
Yeah, hope you got a rowboat, guys.
Hey, Scott, if you was here, you would definitely need one.
Scott, thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
In retrospect, I probably took it a little too long.
You took it too far, yeah. Joe.
It almost sounded like we were next to a faucet or a shower that was on. That's how loud that rain was.
And you know what's the funny part? Because on that clip, you can hear the bedlam in the background.
Yes.
You can hear people going bananas.
There's fear.
And you're sitting there. You're the violin player on the Titanic. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's yelling and screaming. And you're trying to play the next song. You're looking at the song selections.
I got
to
play this Thunder one more time.
It makes such a big difference. With the two big guys.
And Joe's he just rifling.
He's just screaming.
Powering through the interview. And I'm just looking at him like, dog, when we leaving?
Listen, did we make it out?
Yeah, we did.
All right. We're good. And we got some good audio out of it.
We would have been out a whole lot sooner.
Okay. All right, we made it. No one died. We're good. All right.
Not luckily.
Friday's midday show. No one died. All right, that's it for us today, as it's beautiful outside now and sunny. Afternoon show is next. You guys have a great rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.